With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This NBA Picks Edition of Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, make sure to grab a mountain cold refreshment. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, Steppy Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Sean, nothing like just another dominant performance.
Oh no, what?
As a professional golf tout. We're having some technical difficulties with the YouTube. For some reason, we're giant on the screen. No idea what happened. I'll see if I can figure that out. But probably good. You see my giant head while I'm telling you how, again, John Rahm, it was chalk. Everyone was saying it. I still get to take credit, Sean.
You gave out an 11-1. What's not to take credit for, right?
I still get to say, hey, this is exactly what I was planning to do.
You were planning on cashing.
Winning.
You did. John Rahm. Yeah, you were on it. And yeah, I mean, he closed it out strong. Well, not strong, but he almost unraveled a little bit there. But so congratulations, John Rahm, winning the US Open. Congratulations to you, Kramer, hitting that, cashing that. Shout out to the Golf Gambling Podcast guys as well. We're talking the hardwood NBA hoops. If you're looking to bet on the NBA or bet on any sport, honestly, the MLB, NHL, even a little preseason NFL action, some futures action, you can get it all over at WynNBet.com. Download that app today. That's all you got to do. Download the app. You're ready to go, and you'll get that special offer up to $500 risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are all happening right now at WynNBet. If you want to win big, just go to WynNBet, WynNBet.com. What's happening, Kramer?
I'm wondering if everyone is seeing the same video as I am, but that's all right.
The video on the YouTube channel looks fine.
Oh, all right. So it's just me.
Yes.
I somehow have it zoomed in and I'm panicked over here. I'm like, everything is absolutely set up the way it's supposed. I'm just closing it, Sean.
Everything's ready to go.
Anyway, this interrupted me. I was in the middle of talking about how, even though everyone in the world took the golf angle I took, it still counts in my bag. All right, Sean. And on top of that, I mean, we should probably just get into it. We're here to talk about the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
As the league turns, the league has turned a lot since we last spoke to you about the National Basketball Association.
There's been a number of turns in the league. First off, fuck you, Ben Simmons. Like, just fuck you. I said it all along. I was out on the process. I was never in on the process. It's loser mentality. It's not what the city of Philadelphia is about to intentionally lose. And this is what happens. You get, you're stuck with Ben Simmons, a super soft guy. He's softer than a nice wood or ice, but I just don't get it. You're afraid to make a layup. You're afraid to take a shot. Ben Simmons shot 100% from the field, Ryan, in the series in the fourth quarter. The problem was he only took three shots. Only took three shots. And granted, he's 100%, 25 of 73 from the free throw line in the playoffs. You can't get worse. I mean, I guess technically you can. Shaq could even hit 50%. If Shaq was in there and they were doing Hack a Shaq and he gets a 50%, that's a 12 free throw difference. That's 12 points. That's the difference between losing to the Hawks and beating the Hawks. You're noticeably worse than Shaquille O'Neal at free throws. How is that possible? How you clearly are shooting with the wrong hand. God, that guy just bugs the shit out of me.
I didn't want anyone to miss any of the raw emotion on your face. I mean, look, you've been through
34 career playoff games, Ryan. Ben Simmons has made five shots outside of 10 feet in 34 career rec league games. How many shots did I make? More than five, way more than five.
That turned you up to the NBA, the NFL levels for a second there. I mean, look, it's been a tough year for you. It's, you know, first Nate Sudfeld was in your corner, and then you were talking about how the process was working, and Embiid, he would love hate, and Ben Simmons.
No, I like Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid also is getting off pretty easy here because that's how bad Ben Simmons is. No one's even giving Joel Embiid shit, and Joel Embiid deserves shit. Granted, he was the best player on the team, but where's the emotional fire? Where's the leadership? As the best player on the team, you're expected to lead. You're not supposed to pout and throw people under the bus and just dream of the Shirley Temple you're going to be chugging after the game. Like, come on, dude, man up. I get it. You started in the NBA and it's like, oh, winning doesn't matter. We're just, hey, it's more about creating value. And Sam Hinkie, can rot in hell. All right. Sam Hinkie should rot in hell. Well, everyone says, "Oh, we died for Sam Hinkie since." Fuck Sam Hinkie.
That's and you're nailing it, right? Because this is what happens when you build a culture on losing, Sean.
It's loser mentality.
I mean, I wouldn't teach my my youth soccer players this message. I sure as shit wouldn't teach guys getting paid millions of dollars that it's okay to take a night off or two. It's a confusing mess.
I mean, they took seasons off. Well, they took oh, your foot hurts? Well, don't try and play.
And but Sean,
take the whole season off.
This is what
chug some Shirley Temples. I like Embiid. I don't like Simmons anymore because the guy's soft as hell.
I think some people,
but you can't even call him a bust because he was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. But obviously he sucks.
What else needs to be said other than we have Milwaukee, Atlanta, Phoenix, and a Kawhi-less Clippers team left.
Ryan,
I said like this earlier.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our league.
This is a quote from Joel Embiid after the game. They asked him when the game turned. Perfect timing here. Quote: I'll be honest, I thought the turning point was when I don't know how to say it, but I thought the turning point was just, we had an open shot and we made one free throw and we missed the other. He was using "we" in the same way that my wife, when she uses the pejorative "we" of like, we should clean up the backyard. And by that, you mean just ask me to clean up the backyard. Don't pretend like it's a team project when clearly it's not a project. And if you're going to call out your supposed co-star of this process team, just be man enough and call him out. If you're going to do it in the press, name check Ben Simmons. I mean, I'm all about keeping it in the locker room, Ryan, but if you're going to take it to the media, at least be, you know, the grown man move of including the guy's goddamn name.
I mean, if you're going to try to be the WWE, go all the way. Let's have a proper beef. All right. Again, they're probably going to be on different teams next year, right? The AAU style of this league.
Ben Simmons not to be with the Sixers is a minus 450,
Yeah. So, I mean,
that was similar odds for him to miss a free throw, minus 450, him to miss a free throw. You're still coming out ahead. Oh, well, that was the shot clock. I meant to say betting against his free throws.
I will say, I think I'm sad for you for NBA Sean.
NBA Sean, NBA, RIP.
NBA Sean.
And my picks have been pretty good. The exception of the Sixers series.
That's obviously not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I did throw out
Durant 40 points.
I'm talking about your heart.
Yeah.
This is the first time in the history of me knowing you, maybe, where you actually rooted for a team that wasn't the Philadelphia Eagles in what appeared to be in a really sincere form, to the point where you were clearly upset about this loss. That was clearly emotion aimed at Ben Simmons. It sounded a lot like a Donovan McNabb rant of the past. And
normally I'm able to put aside keep my NBA fandom in an emotionless void. But this season in particular, and that's what's the most frustrating part about the Sixers team. And we see these four teams in the NBA finals. They could have beaten any one of these teams in a series.
Well, it's
and that's the crazy part. Like, they had this awesome window. Same thing like the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles, where there wasn't a super dominant historical team.
No.
I mean, that Patriots team was pretty good that they beat, and it is Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, and it is the Patriots. And you know, they're certainly it ended up being a great game. But I mean, are they like a huge dog against any of these teams, especially with the injuries? I mean, come on. And again, on the plus side, gambling wise, it makes it real interesting and real exciting. But as far as there is no LeBron team. There is Kawhi. Who knows when he's going to be back?
I gotta ask: was Doc an upgrade?
That's tough because I mean, I think he was to a certain degree, and certainly seemed like he got more out of them. Or in the season, I was still against them ever getting rid of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, I like because he had Junkyard Dog in him, and Simmons and Embiid clearly needed someone like that.
It was
one of the reasons they got rid of him was that Simmons liked handling the ball. Again, I don't want to play the music again, but Simmons liked handling the ball, and then they let Jimmy Butler handle the ball in the playoffs. Ben didn't like that, so they got rid of Jimmy Butler. Now, could you even trade Simmons for Butler straight up right now?
No, and if you ever have access to Michael Jordan's DNA, you make sure you use it. So, yes, Michael Jordan, there is a connection there. I'm confident it's stronger than the flat Earth theory. I'm certain of that.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Kenyon saying he cashed on that KD 40 plus. Let's go. Cool.
And yeah, shout out to the chats, both YouTube, Twitch, wherever you're watching. Look, I think many would say on the sideline when Doc was hired, like, hey, Doc's great. He's a player's coach for the scenario. It made sense, right? You talked yourself into his acumen as a playoff head coach, but then you really start digging in. Yeah. It's like,
he's had a lot of collapses.
Doc, without Thibodeau, not exactly a coach that could get it done. If anything, a coach that seems to be limited in the playoffs.
Well, and Thibodeau maybe would have been the perfect guy for this Sixers team. And it's weird though; they played decent defense, throughout most of the regular season, and even some of these playoff games.
If you swap those coaches,
Knicks
don't make the playoffs, and the Sixers are probably just as good, and probably took care of business in these playoff series because they could play a mean.
Well, and the thing that's really annoying about the Sixers is they have young talent. Like, they have decent role players. I know Tobias had a couple of bad games in there, but Maxey looks really good. I'm optimistic. I mean, that was a great pick, and he could be good for a long time. So they got to get rid of Ben Simmons, which they will move on. And again, the next time I'm watching the Sixers play, I'm not going to be. I'll have a full season of NFL process through my gambling system, so I'll be
final.
Good to go.
Final question,
yeah,
for you. Will the NBA off season and beginning of the season at all distract from the Philadelphia Eagles this year?
No,
since you poured your heart into this team,
you
made an emotional connection.
Not at all.
This was the furthest you got to third base with an NBA team for the first time.
No, I mean immediately, and my brother, who's even a more of a diehard Sixers fan than I am, he was even saying,
"How is that possible?
Let's move it on to the Eagles." Already, And again, feeling pretty good with my boy Jalen Hurts. Love that. Love how healthy the offensive line is, Ryan. I know people don't want to hear me crowbar Eagles talk. Let's get to the. Why don't we start things off with the Western Conference Finals, Clippers Suns. Well, why don't we just talk about the game two? We missed game one.
Yeah.
Because of the Suns ended up winning, barely covered. That was. I think they won by five and the number was four. It kind of came down to the end. Like if Clippers could have got a garbage shot there at the end, they would have backdoored that thing. Felt like the Suns were pretty in control of the game, but you know, Clippers keep being a live dog. And again, the Clippers have been all over the place. Now, according to all reports, Kawhi, he is out for game two. They're still calling it a knee strain. So
the Clippers,
I think there's a chance he does come back.
To use your one of your favorite shows, The Bachelor, I think the Clippers are the super hot crazy chick who makes it a little too far. And then you see a little bit too much and she does something that can't be taken back. And then she's off the show. They're bipolar. And I would just say this as someone who likes to analyze marketplaces, Sean, what happens when a team takes care of business as they are supposed to?
Yes.
And then the line just moves a bit, moves a little bit too much, maybe.
Okay. So you're saying the line was minus four game one, game two. We're talking about Suns are laying six at home, minus 240 in the money line. Clippers coming back 195 the other way. 224 is the total.
Also looking at the series price.
Yeah.
Sometimes we overreact to a team going up 1-0 when they are supposed to go up 1-0. And so, you know, I guess if you are diabolical and you want to get involved in the hot, crazy chick, AKA the Clippers, I mean, wouldn't be the worst time to buy, because I think, you know, game two is the obvious crossroads of if they go down 0-2, then you're just chasing with good prices on a long shot. If they win game two, they're right back in it and the price is ruined. And yeah, I guess from that perspective, this Clippers team's interesting. And I think Paul George as the guy we don't know that. I mean, we've seen him do it, right? Like he can carry a team. And I think in a weird way, Kawhi not being there makes Paul George super interesting, and it's what makes this Clippers team so high variance. I don't see why you wouldn't take the extra 2 points in this game. What did you see in game one that
And I'm going to say, for me, it's the injury news. It's the fact that Marcus Morris, he's out, or he's not officially out for game two, but he's dealing with soreness in his left knee. So
that dude's tough as shit. He's not missing a game.
I'm saying, I think him not being 100% is enough that they're going to struggle to get their offensive game plan. And this Clippers team, both series they've won, they've gone down 0-2. So they're not afraid to dig themselves into an 0-2 hole. You're not going to see that desperate team. And I think if anything, the Suns maybe were dealing with a little rust. Maybe the Suns are feeling themselves. No, well, I mean, that would be that's why I would have picked it. And I think I picked Clippers plus four on tally site just to throw something in there. But that's I think the angle for game one was that maybe the Clippers are maybe the Suns were a little sleepy coming into that game. But now I think the Suns just look so good, and with Morris dealing with that knee soreness, Ryan, I'm all over Phoenix minus six.
He's definitely in Kilmer's office getting the shot. If you a big fan of Varsity Blues,
so you're taking Clippers in six.
I could see a version of me that just takes the dog in every game in this series.
Yeah.
I think, you know, would it shock you to see both teams lose some games on? I'm shocked to see the Suns as such a heavy favorite to take down the series.
So let's move over to the series price. The spread is 2.5 games. The Suns are minus 455 on the money line. That to me seems crazy. Clippers are plus 340. Total sitting at 5.5. I do think Phoenix ends up winning the series, I think to me the easier play is over 5.5. Again, I think the Clippers are going to win at least two games, if not the entire series. So I think for me, my lock for this Western Conference Finals is over 5.5 games. I'm not taking Phoenix minus 2.5. I guess I'll take Clippers plus 2.5 as kind of like my official play, but I would really just take the over 5.5 games.
So, I mean, the league has to be so aroused at the idea of having all of these games.
Long. Cox.
Up against nothing but maybe a tiny bit of hockey and baseball. Well, yeah. I guess soccer, but that's happening during the day. So a lot to talk about, a lot of NBA to talk about. And why at this point, the NBA, obviously there's a storyline that's being threaded through these actual basketball games. And I think they're going to deploy the refs the way they need to make sure they don't end up with 2-5 game series. That's an insane bowl. And it's not like crazy juice. 5.5 is sitting there right about -110 yeah, each way.
I mean, put the lock right next to
both
that
series. Am I going to +2.5 both ways? Do I like both teams to get to two? I think so. Maybe the Clippers I have less faith in because of how poorly they've looked at home at times, but I think it's absolutely crazy to not want to look at this Clippers price. And if you're not buying it this time and they lose again, I think you still have to consider it because of the way that this team has played A with their back against the wall and B, you know, the Suns haven't done it yet, right? Like, don't we play the ladder game in the NBA? You gotta kind of take a little step each week and or each year. I don't know. I'm just super contrarian here.
We haven't
these
even
things are going long. Like what?
No, I mean over 5.5 is my official play on the series.
Yeah,
I do think Suns pull it out, but I'm not touching the -455 or the 340 going the other way.
Chris, so, I mean, listen to this: Suns to win 4-2.
What does that pay?
+450 if you like that side of it. Clippers to win in 6, 10-1. Clippers to win in 7, 850. Suns to win in 7 is 5. I don't like that as much, but I mean, clearly the money is on Suns to win in 5, which just seems mispriced.
You know, Ryan, you saw the viral story, the Suns in 4 guy, how he became like a viral star overnight.
Sounds pretty cool.
You know, whatever. The guy's like, you know, he's become a personality now. Suns in 4 guy.
He's no Clipper Darryl.
And he was shooting an Instagram video and he starts shout out to my brother-in-law Aiden for showing me this video. He goes, "Have you seen this?" So he's become like a personality, the Suns in 4 guy. He starts off his video. He goes, "What's up, Suns in 4 fam?" Like he already has a community of Suns in 4 followers, and he's addressing them. He's giving away limited edition Suns in 4 t-shirts. They're limited edition, giving them away. It's like, I mean, this guy. We now
talking about practice
turnkey viral stars for their brand, creating brand awareness. It's I mean, God bless him for trying to make a buck, but it's pretty hilarious. So shout out to Clippers and 4 guy. I'm going to say Phoenix in 6, Ryan. What did you say that was priced at? +450?
+450. I mean, that is a road closeout, but yeah,
but come on, we're talking about LA.
You could even just, if you think Phoenix is the better squad, you could spread +450 and +500 for them to win in 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And you're locking in a +250, depending on which occurs. I mean, that seems odd for a team that's -350. Like it just doesn't -450. They're not sweeping.
And friend of the program, Jake Paquin, pointing out that
nice work on the pronunciation.
You know that well, and Shane also saying that Devin Booker has just had an amazing performance, and really rounding out his game too, because he used to just be a buckets guy, just a pure scorer. But now we're seeing a little bit more to his game. We're seeing the assists, the rebounds. Yeah. I think he had a triple double in that game, which pretty impressive, and filling in the role for Chris Paul, who there is no update on his status. So I think there's a chance that he plays game two. So again, that's why I like -6.
We have to pray for more LeBron prayers for the players. And I told
And how did Chris Paul not get the prayers for actually having COVID versus Kyrie in the rolled ankle, Ryan?
Because I don't think LeBron likes Chris Paul very much. I think Chris Paul's probably told him he's a bitch at least once on the court.
That sounds like something Chris
Paul, which is why Chris Paul is kind of a boss.
We're going to move over to Hawks Bucks before we do. Oh man. It's an opportunity, a privilege. God damn it. I just love Coors Light. I'm not going to lie. I love Coors Light. It was a dream when they came onto the podcast. And you know, I don't need to even really look over the copy. I mean, some I'm supposed to read verbatim, but really Coors Light is a passion project. I was actually hanging out in Yosemite. I was in Yosemite Falls. I was hanging out and the water was ice cold. It was melted ice cold mountain water.
Oh, wow.
And I just said, oh man, wish I was allowed to drink alcohol in a state park. If I and I'm not allowed to, so I didn't. But if I
funny rule.
Had the ability to do that, I would have cracked open an ice cold frosty Coors Light, because you know you can just put it right in that mountain cold water, pull it up, the mountains are already blue, and that means your Coors Light is ready to go. Coors Light, the one I choose when I want to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the button that's made. Or sorry, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Hawks and Bucks, some would argue, celebrating not responsibly. Hawks with their, you know, Collins with his t-shirt of him dunking on Embiid. Those are real. I mean,
do we have a higher quota of teams that aren't acting like they've been there before, or the fans not acting like they've
every
been?
Every single team here has really. I mean,
the only, like, fuck yeah.
The only one with legit championship experience is Kawhi Leonard, and he's hurt. It's kind of. I mean, it's what's making this you know, the NBA playoffs pretty exciting here, but also just kind of tough to handicap. Hawks come in here. They're catching 2.5 on the series spread, +350 on the money line, and Bucks -480 going the other way. Total also sitting at 5.5. Game one, Bucks favored by 7 at home, -285. Hawks going +235. I don't know, Kramer. I'm going back and forth on my thoughts here.
This is easy.
Because I think there's a world where Giannis can just dominate and should dominate. And
again, we saw him start to figure that out a little bit in the last series. Well,
but it was weird too, because if he doesn't shoot threes, that's how you win the game. And yet still game seven, yeah, he was shooting threes.
Loves those threes.
Yeah. But, I mean, and then you see the Hawks team, who I completely underrated coming in the playoffs in general. I mean, obviously Trae Young, but
Nate McMillan, so Werder,
that ginger has just been looking amazing, and Collins, of course, has been playing really well. Also, this is probably Giannis. Same thing it would have been for the Sixers. This is Giannis's probably best chance,
yeah,
to win a ring with the Milwaukee Bucks. Can he step up to the plate?
You know, in a way, they overcame the mighty Nets.
Yeah.
Sean, what do we like to do when a team gets over their big bad wolf? And now all they have to do is beat the Atlanta Hawks. The lowly Atlanta Hawks, coached by, again, my apologies for not hopping on the McMillan train earlier. He was playing the Knicks. What am I supposed to do? But he's the best coach left in the playoffs, period. You know, maybe the Suns fans come at me a little bit. Sure. Also having Chris Paul, a huge advantage too, but from just the coaching advantage, I think we've seen it, right? Like Coach Bud, I'm not sure he's coaching, right? Like, you let Giannis do so many dumb things. What do you do? So I think Atlanta will just from an efficiency standpoint, you take the points here. I think they cover. They're probably a live dog. They've been scrappy in game ones. Yeah, they just finished a long series, but again, the Bucks are coming. They're riding high. And there is nothing more dangerous to
Hawks,
a team.
It's weird because I didn't just watching the Hawks, and it's not me trying to like hate on them. Like I really do think the Sixers gave away that series and gave away some of those games. But that being said, it's so easy to write the narrative of the Bucks being complacent at home and getting off to a slow start. And they just won that game seven on the road. I mean, obviously you can say the same thing for the Hawks, but for me that was a more draining game for the Bucks emotionally.
And as a former athlete myself, Sean.
Yes.
And a coach, championship winning coach, confidence and affirmation of whatever bullshit you've been pouring down the players' throats in the form of big comeback victories, right? Never say die shit. That stuff resonates. And now they realize, like, well, shit, this is working. It's down to just us and three other teams, yep, right? We're 8 wins away from the promised land, and no one was picking us, and this doesn't happen in the NBA. So I think the Hawks are absolute live dog. And if you're looking to have some fun in this one, I think you play the money line. And I think you want to take it a step further, Sean. You know, I like the game one result series.
What's the,
Don't mind, which taking the Hawks to win game one and the Bucks to win the series.
Oh, okay.
Because I do think the Bucks the Bucks are the better team, right? The Bucks should have a huge advantage at home. But either way you play it, you can take Atlanta to win game one, Bucks win series plus 450. Atlanta wins game one. Atlanta wins series plus 700. I don't mind playing that both ways. You end up with a nice ticket in your pocket either way. I like this Hawks team to get it done early. And again, the total, we discussed this with the first series, 5.5. This series isn't going to be short. I think Atlanta is gonna be able to have some games where they just outscore Milwaukee. Just like they did with Philadelphia. And that might come in the form of some crazy comebacks and some like quarters that are really lopsided, but, and maybe that's the angle with a coach coming in like Coach Bud, boy, do I like McMillan to make some second half adjustments.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to keep it a little simpler and just go over 5.5. Yeah, again, there's nothing else on. You look at the sports schedule. It's one NBA game a night. And then you got,
lock that up for me too.
You got baseball and soccer, but over 5.5, and of course hockey as well. But come on, we're talking TV ratings.
Love hockey.
I love playoff hockey. And again, if I was watching playoff hockey, no better place than the Circus Stadium Swim. I don't know if you saw the videos from the Golden Knights watch party in those pools. That is a fun hang. So if you're in Vegas, highly recommend that. But I mean, bigger ticket stuff TV wise. The NBA can own every one of these nights over 5.5 on both series. If your shop allows you to parlay series results like this, I think a double result that we each get these games to six is, well, I mean,
and again, Milwaukee to win in six is 4-1. Milwaukee to win in seven is 5-1. If you like that side, if you like the other side, Atlanta to win in six is 10-1. Atlanta to win in seven is 10-1. So you can even just play around with having all four outcomes that take you over at a guaranteed plus price, right? Your shortest price there is going to be 1.25. So
I love when you hack the system. Well,
as I'm looking at it, it might actually be a better play than taking over 5.5 minus 115 or whatever it is.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I'm with you on Atlanta plus seven game one. I think this Atlanta Hawks team, it's a little tough to prepare for. Like they're a well-rounded team. They got the tall random white dudes who can hit threes. They got Trae Young, who again isn't afraid to shush a crowd on the road, and like he's got
some onions.
He's come into his own. His hair's a little, I don't know what's going on with the hair. But
Sean, two things. We just have to accept
again, we're I old can't make with fun hair, of hair.
Hair and men's, I don't know. What do you want to call them? Things that people carry stuff, men's bags. Like I get every, not quick aside, everyone in Las Vegas is carrying around a fanny pack.
Fanny packs.
That's what we call
fanny
them.
Packs.
Now they're called like satchels or like, I don't even know, but every dude has a fucking fanny pack.
I might need to get one, Ryan, because you know, carrying a bunch of cash, can get difficult.
It's just, you go backpack. Come on, you can't fit that your cash in that tiny little bag.
I'm with you. Atlanta plus seven.
I think
that feels really good. And yeah, let's do it. Let's move over to our lock dog. Something spicy. This, of course, brought to you by PropSwap.com. Use that promo code SGP. Get up to a sweet $500 in bonus cash.
Yes, please.
Last week, a PropSwap customer purchased a Milwaukee Bucks championship future for $150 when they were down 1-0 versus the Nets.
Onions.
And resold it for $1,000. After after they won game seven, that is, you know, making bucks with the Bucks. It doesn't get any better than that. Again, Ryan, buy low, sell high.
That's it.
Let's be honest. You probably don't have a complete understanding of how the stock market works. That's why you're involved in sports gambling. This is
tag Degens only.
It's the Degens only stock market. PropSwap.com. I had a Sixers ticket that unfortunately not worth anything.
Sorry.
But you know, the fun part is too, you can you can bid low on some of these tickets. So you see a ticket being sold, maybe they're pricing a little bit in their favor. You can haggle, give them a little lower bid. Yeah. And Kramer, you were successful in getting some value on on some of your bets. Unfortunately, the ticket didn't end up mattering, but you still got it at the best price and better than a sportsbook.
I thought you were referring to my heavy investment in All Rise, New York Football Giants 2021. They will tell stories about this team, Sean.
Oh, that I don't doubt. And Kadarius Toney has been telling a lot of stories on social media, hanging out with his buddy Cole Beasley, sticking up for Cole, taking some criticism for his rap career. Ryan, it is already a train wreck for Kadarius Toney year one.
I'm not worried. You're stepping out of bounds. This is the player's personal time, and love America, Sean.
Oh, I love America. And but I don't know if Joe Judge loves how bad these are just I love it's so funny. There's like two different versions of the headlines. Giants Wire says Kadarius Toney fires back at fans critical of his rap
career. That's right.
And then heavy.com goes with a more urban headline of Giants Kadarius Toney claps back at fans over rap career. So if you're a little bit more in the rap game, that's your headline. If you're a GiantsWire.com reader, it fires back.
Here's the thing. Is he a good rapper?
Well, maybe we can get some samples. Maybe we'll do
Danny Dimes.
We'll do a little album review. But really, Eli Manning, he's being signed onto the Giants. That's
winners. Now I know it's going to be a championship year. Bringing Eli back. Let's go.
All right, we got sidetracked.
Lock dog.
Something spicy to close things out. Kramer, I'll let you go first.
Really hard to not lock up Atlanta here. I just love the letdown spot for Milwaukee for my dog. Oh man. Tempted to give you just a massive dog here. Yeah, let's do it. Atlanta wins game one. Milwaukee wins the series plus 450. Does that qualify? Is that big enough for you?
That's big dogs.
So now I got to go even bigger for something spicy. Let's make that something spicy. It's gonna be hard to top that. And then for my my dog, let's just go regular Clippers. I think this is going to be a weird game. I think we're going to see Booker get into foul trouble or something like that. I think if you want to have fun, you can take Booker over points, rebounds, and assists. It's like 46.5 or something like that. Something happens here. Clippers play a nice game. We're going 1-1 back to LA. I already saw the script. Phoenix win game three. LA wins game four.
You got the early look at the spoiler finals.
People don't like spoilers.
All right, for my lock. Let's see. I mean, I'm against you in game one, Ryan. Or sorry, game two. I think Phoenix -6, and I think locking that price in now, we could see a dramatic Chris Paul return for game -2.
Eight, they're gonna.
It'll go up at least 2 points.
So my advice to the Kramer gang would be just wait. Then if the number's only going up,
I don't see it going down. Then would be my point.
We'll certainly wait and we'll take it the bigger money line
for my dog. Give me the two overs parlayed together. You guys are creative. You can figure out a way to make that happen for my something spicy. Give me the Suns in six plus 450.
Oh, that's nice. They just take LA's heart.
I think, and again, kind of hedging my bets here. If Clippers are able to steal game two, then they still have a pretty decent formula to get to six. I think there's a world where, I don't know if it gets to 2-2. I think it could be 3-1 and then Clippers win one on the road. I think it could get interesting, but definitely over 5.5 on both of those. Parlay those together, lean into the idea that the, NBA is looking out for number one and taking care of their interests there. Oh, and Jake Paquin shouting out a fun little finals MVP, DeAndre Ayton at 60-1. His case was if Iguodala can do it, maybe he can. And here's what I'll say. I think your case is you're rooting for the Bucks to get to the finals, because if he does a decent job slowing down Giannis yep. on the defensive end, they could really reward him with the MVP. Again, 60-1 for a reason, so I'm not going to nitpick it. I'm still feeling pretty good about my Chris Paul NBA Finals MVP I threw out a while back. That's looking good to go. Let's go. And of course, if you haven't already, download that SGPN app in the App Store, Google Play Store, and come on, toss us a rating, sure, but a review. That's where you separate yourself as a true D-gens only. And we just announced another winner. Every Monday, of course, we are giving out merch from the app review. Switched it up. So if you've already reviewed the podcast, appreciate that. Appreciate the support as always. And now's the chance you get to review the app. So throw in a little review, write it up, takes 2 seconds. And every Monday pulling random reviews. Shout out to AJP19907, high quality app that has everything you can find on the website in one easy to use place. The show page is far superior than trying to navigate the Apple Podcasts app. So Apple Podcasts app catching a little shrapnel there, but
well, you know why? Cause there's other shows that aren't SGPN exactly. shows there.
Yeah. No need to download those other bullshit shows.
Yeah. I mean, again, download it on your kid's phone, yeah. Your wife's phone, you know, everything's in play. And real quick, we should leave. I'll leave the audience with, if you could play the X-Files music, we were earlier in the NBA playoffs discussing how Kawhi was playing long into these series to find a new record to break. Maybe he's chasing something.
Yeah.
What if the thing he's chasing is the ultimate millennial player empowerment, load management, triple crown, which is winning a championship while on the bench, winning a championship while playing the majority of his minutes in that series on the bench.
He pulled the Carson Wentz.
The NBA would get involved. I'm sure they like the younger crowd. They want to market to the younger crowd. Imagine all these young kids seeing that. What? I can opt out and still win a championship. Let's fucking go.
Oh, and before we go, make sure you check out the Joe Theismann. I was going to say Joe Theismann gif. Cause I was looking at we have a sweet Joe Theismann gif where he jumps up in the middle of the recording to go grab a photo of his historic 1 yard punt. But make sure you check out that that episode. The video is very, really good too on the YouTube as well.
And honestly, check it out. Pretty great moment. But the funny part is we were trying to compliment him on his punt return prowess. Yeah. He took it as we were making fun of the time he punted only 2 yards, but still went to go get the picture to show us. So
he's a humble man. He's a humble man.
He played with a single crossbar face mask.
So. Joey T's a legend. So make sure you check out that episode.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stack in the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Best of luck, NBA Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.